Now we're going to meet a man who takes on his country's politics and problems through music. His name is Diamond Platnumz. He's an undisputed superstar in East Africa. It doesn't matter where you are in the region, his songs are playing on the radio. NPR's Ada Peralta spoke with Diamond about how he sees his music as much more than art.
Diamond Platnumz is the king of bongo flavor. It's a distinctively Tanzanian style that mixes East and West and coastal Africa and central Africa. As Diamond describes it in Swahili, bongo means brain. The music came out of the big, sprawling, urban Dar es Salaam, where you need brains and street smarts to survive.
Bongo flavor is like a brain flavor. It's like a Tanzanian flavor. It's R&B, kind of have some Arabic-ish inside, Hindi song, like, you know, those romantic melodies and all that.
Indeed, much of Diamond's music thrives on that meld. Like in this song, Marry You, which is a collaboration with the American singer and producer Ne-Yo. It's got an R&B bass and a big pop chorus that became the anthem of East African weddings last year. But if you listen closely, the song is built on the arpeggio guitar patterns so popular in South Africa. Diamond grew up in one of Dar es Salaam's slums, so in a lot of ways, that's why he takes a pragmatic approach to music. It means singing in English in search of a global hit, or using more hip-hop beats as his audience in South and West Africa grows. You're my beautiful angel, yeah. African baby, sweetie, sweet man. Music to him is about more than art. It's an opening to a better life, he says. So across Tanzania, you see Diamond on ads selling furniture or kids' clothes.
I also have perfume, Kochiu perfume. I also have peanuts, cold diamond peanuts. I've got some apartments, you know, life, how it is. You can't just depend on music.
Young Tanzanians, he says, view politics as the only way to break out of poverty or to do good. But he hopes that with his example, they can view music in that way.
Everybody think like the person who's supposed to make the road or the hospital has to be the politician or the leader. For me, I want to do it by myself because if I can do it, that means that I'm putting music system in the very right position.
What's left unsaid is that Diamond struggles with that. Last fall, some of his musician friends were arrested by the Tanzanian government for being critical. As a superstar, he felt a special obligation to say something. Instead, he released a song, but it was not uploaded to YouTube and not played on the radio. The country is stuck in mud, he sings, but he's too young, too scared to say anything. Instead, he remains quiet. In Swahili, that's kimya. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Dar es Salaam. Tunakwenda wa kila siku maneno.